From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 30th, 2019. This week, sounds from the Virginia Tech Central Steam Plant open an episode about energy and a recent Virginia executive order. Have a listen for about 15 seconds to two mystery sounds and see if you can guess the major focus of that executive order. And here's a hint. Think of a third E word and sustainable ways to generate it. If you guessed renewable sources of electricity, you are right. An electric power line and wind are two aspects of the September 16, 2019 executive order by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam titled Expanding Access to Clean Energy and Growing the Clean Energy Jobs of the Future. Building upon Senate Bill 966 in the 2018 Virginia General Assembly and the 2018 version of the Virginia Energy Plan, the executive order seeks to address climate change, electric grid modernization, inequities in energy access due to socioeconomic factors, and the job growth potential of the clean energy sector. The order directs all executive branch agencies and state higher education institutions to operate in accordance with four goals. One, by 2030, produce 30% of Virginia's electricity from renewable energy sources, and reach 100% by 2050, which compares to about 6% renewables in 2016. Two, have at least 30% of the electricity the Commonwealth procures from Dominion Energy be from renewable sources by 2022. Three, develop a plan to reduce electricity consumption by state agencies and institutions as part of a statewide goal to reduce electricity use by 10% by 2022. Compared to 2006 levels. And four, develop an energy workforce plan. For the renewable electricity goals, the order calls on the Department of Mines, Minerals, and Energy to develop a plan focused on solar energy, onshore and offshore wind energy, energy efficiency, energy storage, and energy equity. How Virginia gets and uses its energy affects the economy, politics, society, and the environment. In that latter case, water's a major part of the conversation, because power generation is by far the largest use of water withdrawals in Virginia. So there's a lot at stake as Virginia charts its energy future. We close with some music for the Commonwealth's Energy Wayfinding. Here's part of Cool Rumblings by Cat Mills of Blacksburg.
Which way? Which way now?
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.